Nobel Nobility. Oldest Nobel winner. Welcome to Literature Today. I am here with Nigel Parsons. He's here to talk about the 87-year-old Nobel Prize winner, author Doris Lessing. So, tell us something about her.
Well, she's the 11th woman to win a Nobel Prize for Literature in the 106 years of Nobel Prize history. And winning was a bit of a surprise for her. Back in the 1960s, the Nobel Academy judges told her they didn't like her work and that she'd never win a Nobel.
Incredible! So, tell us something about her life.
Well, Lessing was born on the 22nd of October, 1919, to Captain Alfred Taylor and Emily Maud Taylor. She had a very traditional upbringing at a single-sex, all-girls school in Salisbury, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. She left school aged 14 and was self-educated. A year later, she left home and worked as a nursemaid. And it was around this time that she started reading material on politics and sociology, books that her employer gave her to read.
So, when did she start writing?
She began writing around 1937. She went to Salisbury, the capital of Rhodesia, to work as a telephone operator. And it was there that she married her first husband, Frank Wisdom. They had two children before the marriage ended in 1943.
And when did she get involved in politics?
Well, following her divorce, Lessing was drawn to the Left Book Club, a communist book club. And it was here that she met her second husband, Gottfried Lessing. They were married shortly after she joined the group and had a child together, before the marriage also ended in divorce in 1949.
She is most famous as a feminist author, isn't she?
Yes, that's it. But also for her campaigning against nuclear arms and South African apartheid. One of her books, The Golden Notebook, is considered a feminist classic, although she doesn't like the idea of being pigeonholed as a feminist author.
Okay, thank you very much, Nigel. That was really interesting.
My pleasure.